13:32 for BU, the big brekkie with Daniel. Thanks to Bundy Juice. 25 past 7, motorists in Queensland. Well, we've faced the most expensive quarter of fuel on record, with RACQ urging drivers to fill up now before price rises again. And joining us now, spokesperson for RACQ, Nikki Hayden. Nikki, good morning.
Good morning, Daniel. How are you?
Very well. Thanks so much for your time this morning. Fuel, as I mentioned there, has increased since obviously the previous government have cut the fuel excise. It's gone down to about $1.70 a litre. What's caused it to go up to nearly $2?
I know. I wish I had better news for you, Daniel. Isn't it shocking to think that these $2 prices are now our cheap pays? It's extraordinary. But look, what really is behind this is those global factors. We have really high oil prices driven by the war in Ukraine, the subsequent sanctions against Russia. So that's all having an impact on what we're paying at the bowser.
So when it comes to our backyard around the Bundaberg Y Bay Burnett, on average, what are we paying? Is it that $2 for unleaded and $2.20 or thereabouts for diesel?
Yeah, pretty much, I'm afraid. So certainly in that June quarter, we found that for unleaded petrol, Mount Isa was the most expensive, a whopping $2.22 out there. For Harvey Bay and Roma, it was actually the cheapest, would you believe? $1.95 was the average for June, but it is certainly going up from there. When it comes to diesel, Bundy is the cheapest in regional Queensland on $2.15.8. while Longreach is $2.31. So a bit of a mixed bag. You know, we are expecting prices to continue to rise, certainly in the lead up to September when that fuel excise cut will end. So in the immediate term, our advice, as you said, is to fill up now because we do expect prices to rise in the coming days and weeks.
Well, that's all the doom and gloom. So are we going to see any relief at all this year?
It is so hard to say, isn't it? I mean, because we are looking at those global factors, we don't know when the war in Ukraine will end. It's a really sad situation. So we monitor this every day, every week. Certainly in the immediate term, we don't see any relief for motorists. We would expect the low $2 range to be considered cheap. I know it's eye-watering. That's an awful thought, but that's what we're facing. And certainly the advice from the ACCC is that the fuel excise cut is being passed on. And right now, we would be paying 22 cents more on these prices. So, unfortunately, that's what we're looking at come September.
So, potentially, I mean, I've noticed in New Zealand that it's about $3 a litre, and that's even a scary thought at the moment. I mean, we're reaching those marks.
Absolutely. And certainly, you know, when you look at places like France, overseas in Europe, they are paying far more than us. But, you know, it doesn't make it any easier when we are still seeing such increases across all cost of living measures. You know, our interest rates are going up, our groceries are going up. Fuel is certainly in that mix.
All right. So just quickly, I know you gave it just a few moments ago, but maybe someone has just tuned in. Just some advice to try, I guess, fill up the car now.
Fill up the car now. Look, in Gladstone, the target price would be $2.10. If you're in Bundy, aim to fill up under $2.05 at the moment. And for Harvey Bay, a little bit cheaper, around just sitting under $2.02. If you can spot that price, fill up, because we think it will go higher pretty soon.
Spokesperson for RACQ, Nikki Hayden, really do appreciate your time this morning.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you. It's 13:32 for BU. Taylor, not too far away with the very latest in local news.